Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study, about 13, 14 minutes, but every day, 7 days a week, keeping us in God's Word, and that helps us to stay strong in our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Now, we encourage you to share these studies with everybody you can. Get somebody into God's Word through these studies. You can share through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means, but help somebody grow in their faith by getting them into God's Word through these podcasts every day. You may help somebody turn their life around. You may help somebody get to heaven. What a great blessing for them and for you. So make that commitment and start sharing today and every day with everybody you can. I want to talk about, in this line of study, new line of study and thought, I want to talk about something that is really unpopular with a whole lot of people, if not almost everybody. You might be saying, well, what would that be? What's really unpopular with just about everybody to be thinking about, to be talking about? Death. I want to talk about death in this line of thought and study. Now, don't turn off the podcast. Don't shut me down here. Because I want us to think about death from a perspective of realities, some realities of death. Now, first, we need to understand that unless the Lord comes again first, everybody is going to die physically. There's no hiding from that. There's no trying to make it not happen. We might extend our lives, our physical lives in this earth, but ultimately every single one of us is going to die. Excuse me. And think about even those whom Jesus raised from the dead during his ministry upon this earth. Eventually, every one of those died again. They died physically. Well, that's reality. The Hebrews writer writes in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." Now, that's a reality of our physical existence in this world. Every single one of us is going to die physically. Now, that last part of that verse, that statement, "but after this, the judgment," that's what we need to be ready for when we come to the end of our physical life. Because it is appointed. Mankind, humanity, everybody in the world is one day going to die physically. But then they're going to face another reality, and that is the judgment. Because one day, whether we're still living or not physically, one day the Lord is coming back to judge all of mankind. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. And we all must give account of how we have lived our lives before him on that day. Now, he'll already know, but we'll have to stand there and give account. And so we will either hear, enter in, well, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord, and we will be ushered through those pearly gates onto the golden streets of heaven. Or we will hear, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you," or something equivalent to that, and we will be consigned to eternal condemnation in hell, separated from our Lord and Savior and from our God and Creator. Now, those are the only two choices. There's no middle ground. There's no third option here. It's either or, one of those or the other. We're going to die physically. If we go back to the book of Genesis and we look at chapter 3, and really what sets this up is chapter 2 and verse 17, where when God had placed the man in the garden, and of course this would have been for the man and the woman and all of humanity that would have been born from their seed, he said in the Garden of Eden, he said, "Look, here's a tree. Now, you can eat the fruit of all the trees of the garden. And there's even this very special tree that is the tree of life. And as long as you eat the fruit of that tree, then you'll live forever. But there's another tree in the garden, and that one is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." And so he says, "Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, You shall not eat it, or you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So he says, if you eat the fruit of this particular tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die physically. You're going to die. Now, they would also die spiritually, because in eating of the fruit of that tree, they would have become disobedient to God and have become sinners. And so sinfulness separates us from God if we're living in sin, Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. So we think also in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and we look at verse 20. And here the wise man wrote, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 20, all go to one place, all are from the dust, and all return to the dust. Now that's interesting. The prophet writes that thousands of years after Jesus told, or rather God told the man and the woman in the Garden of Eden, abstain from the fruit of this particular tree. If you eat the fruit of that tree, in the day that you eat thereof, you shall die. Now, we know the rest of the story, don't we? Genesis chapter 3, the devil presents himself before Eve in the form of a serpent, tempts her to disobey God and eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he says, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. Well, that was deception. When Eve told him, God has said that if we eat the fruit of this tree, we're going to die. The devil said, you're not going to die. And that was a lie. But then when he said, you're going to be like God, knowing good and evil, that was deception. She would know, she and her husband would know good and evil, because they would have entered into evil by disobeying God and have become sinners at that point. So she ate, she succumbed to the devil's temptation, and then she gave the fruit to her husband, the devil using her to tempt him, and he ate, and everything changed that day. Everything changed that moment. Now they were sinners. When you go back to Genesis chapter 2, and you look at verse 7, we see a statement or a bit of information as to how God created mankind during those 6 days of creation. Now, if you go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, after our likeness, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Genesis 1, 26. Now, when you come to the second chapter of Genesis, you see the creation story being told again, but in reverse order, and not going through necessarily all of the individual days of creation as we read them laid out for us in order in chapter 1. But when you come to verse 7 of Genesis chapter 2, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. So God formed the man of the dust of the ground. When you come back to Genesis chapter 3, as we said, when the man and the woman ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in direct disobedience to God, they became sinners. When you move to verse 19 in Genesis chapter 3, God is pronouncing judgment upon them. And so he tells to the man, in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Well, that's a direct reference back to verse 7 of Genesis chapter 2. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And so part of the judgment that God pronounces upon mankind, you will return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. And that is quite an image of the decaying process of the human body when a person dies and they're buried in the ground. Their body decays, and it goes back to the dust of the ground. In verse 23, therefore the Lord God sent him, that is, the mankind, out of the garden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So remember, there was that tree in the garden that was the tree of life. And as we said, as long as man would eat the fruit of that tree, he would live forever. But now, again, as part of the judgment for the man and the woman disobeying God and eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they became sinners. And so physical death was pronounced upon them, as we said in verse 19, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. And then in verses 23 and 24 of Genesis chapter 3, when God drove the man out of the garden, the man and the woman out of the garden, and placed cherubim, or angels, to guard the borders of the garden to keep them from being able to get back to that tree of life. Well, again, that reinforced that physical death had become a reality. They were going to die one day. Now, we look at Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 20 again. All go to one place. All are from the dust, and all return to dust. Once again, that is a statement of the reality of death. All will die. Coming back to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 again, what did we read to begin with? And as it is appointed for man to die once, and after this a judgment. The fact of death is a reality. And that's the first fact, or the first reality of death that we need to understand. When we understand that, then we can start to, in a very focused and objective and responsible way, we can start to deal with what do I do now to get ready for that day, but not just for that day when I might die physically, but for what comes after that, and that's the judgment. We're going to look a little bit deeper in the scriptures, and then we're going to look at this from a broader perspective, perhaps, beginning next time. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for loving us so much. We thank you for blessing us with our physical bodies, with all of our capabilities. But Father, even more, we thank you for blessing us with a soul, having created us in your image, with a spiritual being that is an addition to our physical body. Help us, Father, to live in such a way that we don't have to fear physical death, and that we can look forward to the judgment that comes after eternity. And we pray that we'll be with you in heaven. Please forgive us and hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.